perch has long been used by trainers in dog agility and other canine sports because it's important to teach the dog where to place its feet to help prevent injuries. So this is a body awareness exercise. But it's also a good exercise to strengthen the rear legs, particularly for the muscles that support the dog's weight. This is an exceptional exercise for all dogs to prevent missteps that can result in injury, but also for pregnant bitches because of their extra weight and the clumsiness that sometimes results from needing to acclimate to their new proportions. Start by using food to lure your dog so that it steps up onto the perch with its front feet. Then, stand beside your dog facing the same direction with your leg next to your dog's chest. Hold food in front of you but elevate it so your dog can't get it. Now your dog's head should be up and turned towards you, and this will tend to make its rear end swing away from you. Next, step gently sideways toward your dog, making sure that you remain facing the same direction as your dog and keeping your dog's head turned towards you. With the head in this position, your dog will naturally step away from you. Give a treat when your dog takes those first steps, but always return your hands to the elevated position in front of you so that the dog has to work to get the treat. Gradually reward for completing larger and larger parts of a circle around the perch. Most dogs learn this exercise very quickly, and then you don't have to be so careful about your position. Your goal is to have the dog move its back feet in three circles in one direction, then three circles in the other direction, and then repeat twice more. You alternate sides like this so you don't make your dog dizzy. This Jack Russell Terrier is struggling with the perch exercise. The problem is that the food is within reach, so all she wants to do is get the treats, and to heck with where her rear feet are. The solution would be to just stand up beside the dog, facing the same direction. With the dog staring at the food that's held elevated and in front of you, when you step sideways towards the dog, its rear will naturally swing away. To make this exercise a little harder, you can execute it on a variety of surfaces, such as grass, gravel, or sand. Then you can have your dog do it on hills so that gravity is added to the equation, and so that your dog has to work harder at balancing itself. To make it really difficult, place your perch in the middle of a pile of pickup sticks. Once your dog can do this exercise on a variety of different surfaces, you can begin to elevate the perch. You start by stacking objects under the existing perch to make it higher. Then you can switch to using an upside-down plastic storage bin or a step stool. Ultimately, you can have your dog put his feet up on a very elevated surface, such as a high stool, or a couch, or even a large physio ball of any shape. This is another one of those deceptively simple exercises that provides a tremendous variety of benefits to your dog.